This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Finding the funny. Finding the funny.
With Ruth and Ange, finding the funny. Here we are, Patty!
I am so jeffing happy to be back.
Me too. I can't tell you.
Do you know what I've missed the most, I think, Pat? It's obviously the chit-chat, because, you know, that's amazing. It's the laughter.
I know.
I have missed laughter. I've missed laughing. This is like this little sort of hour a week where we just go, do you know what? Let's just chat about a load of shiz.
It's because we live with...
And I have totally missed that.
It's because we both live with boring bastards.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I have to spend a lot of my time making myself laugh.
Exactly.
You know, it's and I am so pleased to be back. And I'm pleased that we're back with Series Shitting 4. Hello. Get in. How are we on Series 4?
God, I have we been doing this like 18 months? And people still listen. And we're now doing ads.
I mean, well, that is still weird, weirds me out, that.
Weird. Listen, I got an email just literally at 1 o'clock today.
I got an email.
I'm not going to say their name because they probably want to remain anonymous. But this, you haven't heard this. This is hot off the press.
Yeah. No, I have not heard it. Okay, go on then. Tell me the email.
Hello. I don't know if you'll see this, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for making such a funny and also really moving podcast at times.
Oh.
I think you both have a lovely balance between seeing the funny things in life, but also discussing the more sensitive and serious issues people have. I suffer with an eating disorder, and I find it so comforting to hear you speak so honestly and openly about how you feel and how you deal with things.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for making me laugh out loud and for bringing me some happiness into this gloomy world. Please keep the podcasts coming. You're both amazing. Lots of love.
Oh my gosh.
What a way to kick off season 4.
Thank you so much, whoever you are.
Beautiful.
For sending
Beautiful,
that in.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Honestly, I mean, still now, you know, you get kind of those odd messages, people going, I'm new around here, I've only just started listening. And that still absolutely blows my mind. And the fact that people take the time to go, thank you for making it, please keep... Oh, she's going to sneeze. Here we go.
It's gone.
Cabbages.
It's fucking gone. I hate it when that happens.
I love a sneeze build-up, and I love a sneeze, actually.
Oh, God, that has gone right to my eyes, that. Straight to my eyes. Straight up, watery eyes.
I was so annoyed you didn't sneeze.
Me too. Yeah. Imagine me in the other end of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ange, I've got a question for you.
Right, okay, go on. Yeah, so we're going straight in, aren't we? Straight in.
With the question. Straight. Okay. Well, we'll talk about Christmas, but I want to open, as we normally do, with a question.
Sure.
I went back and listened to the first episode of 2021.
Right, okay.
And in that episode, we talk about pink and blue jobs.
Right, yeah.
And we say that your blue jobs are very much your car, your outside, your garden.
Your bins, your shit.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You say... In 2021, I'm going to take full responsibility for my own car, you know. I'm going to put washer fluid in it. I'm going to check the oil. Mm. I'm going to check the tyre pressure. I am going into 2021 thinking, that doesn't need to be a blue job. I can do it for myself because I do that myself. I do take a lot of, you know, I put washer fluid in. I do all that stuff. And you were gung-ho. I can tell. For those of you that are just listening and not watching the video, although the videos will be up on socials.
On your socials.
Ange's face is very much saying right now, oh shit. Have you put washer fluid in your car in 2021? Did you do that?
No.
No. Did you check the oil at all?
No. No.
Did you check the tyre pressure?
No. In fact, if I'm going to be brutally honest and come clean, I had a warning on my car for probably about 6 months of the year. Telling me that my tyre pressure needed to be checked, and I didn't do it.
So this New Year's resolution of 2021 that you were going to take responsibility for your car has fallen flat on its arse.
Yeah. And I think I just have to go, do you know what? I ain't ever doing shit.
That's a blue job.
I do a lot of other shit and I'm not doing that. So,
but it was the gung-ho-ness of you saying, that's not going to be a blue job anymore in our house. You know what? I'm going into 2021 taking full responsibility for my car. And I think here we now are, second week of 2022. She didn't do that one. I mean, she had a warning light on.
It's classic Ange behaviour, that. Classic. It's clange. Although, hang on, was there any chat in that episode about stuff you were going
to
do?
No, I was very clear that I wasn't, you know, I learned from Couch to 5K, didn't I? Go right back. I don't talk about the time I go on the Peloton, which I do go on it. Sure, I don't talk about that because if I fall off.
Sure, yeah.
I do. I actually went on it yesterday, thank you very much.
I love it when you get like, if I come to you and go, yeah, sure, yeah, you go straight away. And then I'm like, all right, back down, chill out.
Listen, I don't ever document the Peloton because there are weeks where I don't go on it.
And sure.
I am not prepared to set myself up to fail. And I went on a big journey with Couch to 5K. So again,
I mean, that's classic Ruthie.
Ruthie.
You welcome are not a Ruthie.
2022.
That's
Ruthie.
Classic Patty behaviour.
Patty.
It's Pange.
That's Clatty.
Clatty. It's Clatty. There's a lot of Clatty going on right
there's
there.
There's a lot of Clatty.
Yeah. Clatty and Clange.
And should we quickly talk about Boxing Day?
What, the fact that there was another smashed Patty incident?
Oh, well, I think there was a smashed Ange as well. I think
not as much. You were the smashed one out of everybody that was smashed.
There's a video on Boxing Day where people take their tops off.
Also, we should just say that on Boxing Day, we as a family were all together. So it was, you know, my family, Patty, our parents, James and his family, and we were all together. And that's the first time in a long time that's happened. And I think that's
probably had a huge amount of fun,
why we all went a bit crazy.
Yeah.
And also, those tequilas. I mean, you had two of them.
I had three.
Right.
Actually, I think I had four in the end.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't drink the last one they bought.
I don't know how you did that.
I had a Sambuca.
I swear those tequilas were like quadrupled.
Yeah.
They were like just bloody loads of liquid. I could not drink. I mean, I drank one. I was like, no way can I drink another one of those.
There is a video where four men in our company, and we won't say who, take their tops off and are doing a conga. And I tried to take my top off. And this is all filmed. And then I go over to Ange and I start lifting her up. And in the video, you can't hear it, but you can see she's having a bit of a go at me.
Yeah, I am. I'm like, what are you doing? You want to take your top off and get your babs out? Fine, don't be trying to get mine out.
And the whole time in the background, Step Into Christmas. That's what's playing.
But then the consequences of that is that then the following day, Patty was nowhere to be seen until approximately 12:30.
I came to the dog stuff.
Yeah. 12:30. Midday. So, and I was getting annoyed. So I'm like, Patty, will you just get up? You're really pissing me off now.
She was
and I came and I ding-donged on her doorbell like hundreds and hundreds of times just to really...
I just ignored it.
Yeah, piss her off. I did a knock-knock ginger. So I did it. Bang, gone.
Bang, gone. We also did like dog, sheepdog stuff, didn't we? That was fun.
That sheepdog stuff. Honestly, I absolutely loved that.
Yeah.
I think that was the highlight of my Christmas.
So we had a guy there that
David.
David. He's a sheepdog. He's a farmer, isn't he?
He's a farmer. Yeah. He's a shepherd.
He's a shepherd. Yeah. He's a shepherd. And these dogs. And we got to basically, you know, give the commands to the dogs and watch them run around.
They
and
were
herd
amazing.
The sheep.
Yeah.
And watching him get them to like stop and lie down and just like the commands that he gave them. So
well,
good.
I did, because we documented a bit of this on our socials. And I actually, David, I did fall in love a bit with David, actually.
Yeah, you did.
In that moment. Yeah, yeah, I just thought, you are amazing, David.
And she actually said, David, can I come and live with you?
Yeah, I did. I said, David, do you mind? I've had enough of everyone here now. Actually getting right on my tits. Do you mind if I just come and chill out with you for a bit, Dave? Dave. I mean, he wasn't a Dave, was he?
He definitely was not a Dave.
Although I think I did call him Dave.
That's unlike you. I actually give someone a nickname.
Yeah, yeah, just shorten the name.
Whether or not they want it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then New Year's Day, Ange and her crew came over to ours, yeah, and they brought over for me some sweets called Krabby Patties.
A little sort of Christmas bonus. And actually, you can be Krabby Patty at times, can't you?
Krabby Patty can come out a lot. Yeah. Do you know when Krabby Patty comes out the most?
Hormones!
That and when I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's sometimes part of me that's like, the universe was protecting me when it didn't give me a baby.
Mm, oh, for shiz. Yeah, for shiz out. Yeah, yeah.
If I don't get a solid 7 to 10 hours a night.
Yeah, you are Krabby Patty.
Krabby Patty.
Big time Krabby Patty.
I get emotional. Yeah. I can't really cope. Yeah. I get ill. I get run down. Yeah. Can you imagine if I'd have had the sleepless nights of a tiny human?
Yeah. I don't think you'd be here now, Paz, to be honest.
What, doing this podcast or here in general?
In general, I think you'd be gone. I think you'd be long gone, mate.
That would have been enough to tip me over the edge.
It would have, yeah. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Ange, can you give us the jingle?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. I forgot about, what I was doing then.
Somebody's had a break. Somebody's finally had a break.
Okay, here we go, guys. Finding the facts. Finding the facts. Finding the F-A-C-T-S facts.
There is a frog called a wood frog, and it can hold its wee for 8 months. Boom.
There is a frog. It's called a wood frog. What the? It can hold its
wee for 8 months.
What? How? How did you find that fact?
I put into Google. I put into Google. Yeah. Funny
frogs.
Just top funniest facts or top most wow facts or something. And then I was going through. And it basically, I found this one and I just remember thinking, I told Matthew and he was like, all right, yeah. And I was like, no, 8 months.
Months.
I don't think I could hold a wee for, 8 seconds I think is my top.
You can hold a wee.
I can actually. I think you could be
on a par with the wood frog.
That is true. I can hold a wee for a long time.
If we go out like for the day or whatever, or like we're in London for shit, I'll have done about 6 wees to your one.
And it's often not that I've drunk less than you.
No, you drink. In fact, I think you probably drink more.
Yeah, I'm a guzzler. Matthew says. Ever a WWF wrestler, my wrestling name would be the Guzzler.
That is very true.
And I'd come in, he's always said I'd come in to the ring and I'd be like, yeah, I'm here, don't leave your drinks around, I will guzzle them.
Pats, I think you might have a new calling there.
Yeah, WWE.
You could get
into
the WWE.
I'll tell you a funny story about this. Me and my friend, one of my oldest, bestest friends, Michelle, shout out to Shell Leader. When we first became friends, she noticed very quickly that I tend to down my drinks. Mm. Anyway, we went to this big like Salvation Army church event thing together and we went for a McDonald's drive-thru, right?
Have you told this story before?
Have I?
I think so. I think you've told us the guzzler, and she wouldn't let you have any of her drink.
Yeah, she wouldn't let me.
Joe doesn't know. Maybe you haven't.
Maybe I've just told you before.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely heard it before, but obviously...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We do talk outside of here, Andrew. I know we like to keep up the pretense that we don't.
We actually don't like each other, really.
Yeah, I know we try and on air be like, oh, God.
I thought you have said this before, but maybe you haven't.
Anyway, look, my friend, we went for a McDonald's drive-thru. I guzzled my drink.
Yes.
And Michelle said to me very early on in the meal, don't drink all of your drink and then ask for some of mine, because you've done that a lot recently and it's starting to annoy me.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, anyway, I got halfway through my burger and I'd already drunk all my drink. Yeah. I guzzled it. Yeah. And I said, Michelle, can I have some of yours? She wouldn't let me.
No. Well done, Michelle.
She yeah. said no.
You do that a lot. You still do that now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I am often well in with a, can I have a bit of your drink?
Always. You know, yeah. wherever we are, if we're like out, just ask, we're out with other people.
I know.
Can I have a bit of your drink? Well, maybe you just need to slow down on your guzzling.
Well, do you know what I think the thing is?
Mm.
I think that I so I like a lot of, what, go on.
You guzzle.
Yeah, I guzzle, but I think I can't have a meal without a drink. And do you know what I can't do? Do you know what I really don't get?
Mm.
People who have a hot drink with a meal.
Oh, yeah. Well,
No, Matthew Marty will sometimes have a cup of tea with a roast dinner. No.
No, that is no, there's something wrong with Marty there.
That is absolutely disgusting.
but I do love, like, if you've got a cooked breakfast and a big brew, big like pot of Yorkshire tea. Then yes, I can do a cooked breakfast with a cup of tea or a bit of toast with like a coffee, or I can do that, but not like a proper like dinner or a lunch. Oh, a luncheon. No. Margs, she drinks like Earl Grey tea, like it's going out of fashion, doesn't she? Oh, yeah, but she'd drink tea with anything, I think.
Oh. A cup of tea and a roast dinner. Piss off.
No.
Piss off.
Yeah. I mean, Marty, he leaves his tea bag in the tea. And we're talking just regular English breakfast tea. Like, you know, not a fancy, you know, herbal.
Not a chamomile.
Not a chamomile's or your greens or your
peppermints.
Leafy veggies. Exactly. None of that. Just a proper English breakfast tea, and he leaves the bag in.
Oh.
I think Marty might have problems.
He's got a lot of problems.
He's got massive problems.
But yeah, so this wood frog, though, can hold its wee for 8 months. What I'm interested in with that fact is, so does it do that then? Or it's just that it can?
It can. Yeah.
Does it only wee once every 8 months?
Yeah.
Like, is it that it needs to urinate more but doesn't have to if it's not in the right circle? You know, if it's going to get eaten by something.
Did you say it's a wood frog?
Yeah, it's a wood frog, yeah.
So, look, I mean, I only thought, like, frogs lived in water.
Well, like, yeah, but I don't know why. It might be something to do with the pattern on it. It might be like a brownie colour, I suppose. Eh? It might not be that it lives in wood. It might look like the wood of a tree, or the colour of it might be wooden. Or, do you know what I mean? It might look like a wood.
Like a wood effect.
Frog. Yes. Yeah.
Like your laminates.
But what? Like you look like
it's a laminate frog.
It's basically a wood laminate flooring in a frog version.
Yes.
But what I'm interested in, have you got any kind of wildlife experts, frog experts, you know, all of those naturists
yeah.
looking at frogs while naked, all of that vibe.
Yeah.
What does it, is it that the wood frog only wees every 8 months, or it's just that it can, you know, if it's going to be eaten by a predator and it needs a piss, is it just that it can go, oh, no, can't do that now, Freddy Frog, you've got to hold it, you've got to hold
surely
it.
Surely they can just piss anywhere. Why does it need to hold it?
Well, but there's, I know, but there's things around scent, isn't there? Like, if they were to, if they were being watched by a predator from many miles away, and the predator was making its stalking efforts to try and eat said wood frog,
laminate frog.
If they were to urinate now, there would be a scent trail left for the predator to find.
I see, yeah.
So maybe it's like, oh, God, hold that wee
shit,
now.
Shit, I can't piss now.
Yeah. Maybe the frog is like, I'm desperate for a wee. You know when you're in the car?
Yeah.
And you're like, God, I'm desperate for a wee.
To go, yeah.
I can't wee now. Mm. I can't.
Mm. I'm going to just hang on for the next 6 months.
Yeah. I'm just going to hold this. Not till the next services. Fuck it, I'll just hold it for 6 months. Like, is it that it only urinates every 8 months?
I think we need to put this out to our listeners.
I agree.
I agree. We should, let's do a little call out, call to action.
Yeah.
If you can find some information for us, please, on the wood frog regarding its urination, why it can hold it for 8 months, if there's a particular reason for that. Is it because, like Pat says, due to scents being left and then, predators... The sensuals, the dipsies, any of that stuff. then I think we really could do with your help. So if anyone can just have a little bit of a research, let us know. This is your croak to action.
Hey!
Great fact, Pats. Great
Thank
fact.
You. So we Lovely should tell one. People where they can find us if we're going to do a call to
we
action.
Should actually,
we
should actually, yes. Yeah. That would be helpful. Yeah.
So you can find both Ange and I on social media. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
Yes. And then we also have our Instagram, which is just at Finding the Funny. You can search on there. And we also have a Facebook page, which is also Finding the Funny Podcast. So you can get in touch in lots of different ways. So please do. We want to hear more about the wood frog. Shall.
Right, Ange.
Yes.
What has been getting on your shitting tits?
Right. Now, this is something that I have thought about for a long time, and then an incident happened actually for me yesterday, which just firmed it up in my head, to be honest.
Okay.
The thing that is getting on my shitting tits is the ridiculously long nails/talons that women tend to be going
with. I'm pleased you brought this.
Right?
Pleased you brought this.
What I think is actually getting extreme now. Is that they are dangerous, right? They could be weapons. And I tell you what happened yesterday, right? I was out with Nels, and she's trying to find some earrings. Nels has very chunky lobes, so she struggles with earrings that fit her lobes. And, you know, anyway, so we were sort of having a look around, see what we could find. Went into this jeweler's. We said, oh, we're looking for some. And she wants hoops. She wants the hoops vibes. Anyway, so we went in and we were having a look around. So, could we have a look at those earrings, please? And so this woman comes along, she pulls the drawer out, she takes the little earring thing out. Well, she had talons on every finger and thumb.
Right.
And obviously, when you're dealing with quite small, delicate earrings, you've got to try and get the clip off or the back off, right?
Yes, of course.
She couldn't do it. She was literally like trying to hold the earring and pull the back off or lift the clip up, and she just couldn't do it because her talons were in the way. They were too long. And she even said, I'm really sorry, I can't do that because of my nails.
Now, that
to me, she should be told that those talons need to come off.
Yeah,
because that's having an impact on her job. It's having an impact on me, on my daughter, whether she can have a look at these earrings, whether they do it. In fact, I actually said to her, shall I do it? Shall I do
God,
that for you?
That wouldn't
you?
Have impressed you. That would not have impressed you at all. That would have put you into overdrive.
I was just this is like you. Ridiculous.
This
you
is a problem
just,
now. This is becoming a societal problem, guys.
Well, and then just by chance, I mean, I actually think this is all aligned. The gods have aligned for my tits today.
Because an aligning of the
gods. Yes, because this has been on my mind. It's been bothering me. It's getting on the tits a lot.
Yeah. Also, the problem is we've had the Christmas break, so you've had to keep a lot on your tits.
There's been a lot of tits that have remained internal.
There is bit. Your tits will have got very heavy over the last
couple of weeks. So, you know, it was on my tits. That happened yesterday, gets more on my tits. Then today, just by chance, I happen to see this post on the gram. Okay. Right. And it says, acrylic nails are the best and worst things to ever happen.
Yeah.
Bagel right out of the toaster. You can grab that shit like it's not even hot. Drop some quarters, though. Obviously, this is American, so it would be like pennies. Drop some pennies, though. Keep walking. That ain't your change anymore. And that was like, that is it. That sums it up.
Do you know, though, I've got a question. How do they wipe their bum?
Well, I have had the same thought.
How do they wipe their bum? In all honesty, when you have got talons.
How are you holding the paper and getting in the crevice with your talons? But it's lots of things, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, wiping your bum, wiping your foo-foo, putting on your earrings, putting on some jewellery or taking it off. And also, I mean, the shit that must get under them. I mean, maybe literal shit. That was a very delayed
reaction.
That took
a moment because I was thinking about what I was going to say, and then I was like, oh no, she's actually just said literal shit.
Literal shit.
Literal shit. The thing is, I just don't know how they do life.
How you operate. No.
How do you put your seatbelt on?
Yeah. How do you pick your nose?
That's
what I mean by, I reckon there's been injuries caused by those things. Yeah.
Do you reckon somebody's ever taken somebody's eye out with them? I reckon they probably have.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probs.
Probably.
I'm gonna give an opinion.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's not unusual for you.
Shock, horror. Yeah. I don't like them.
No, same.
I don't even think they look good.
No.
Like, if they looked good and it was like, well, I do it because they look really nice, I'd be like, still don't really get it. I want to be able to wipe my ass, you know, without problems.
Yeah.
Without your massive problems.
Yeah.
But it's not even that, is it? It's like, no, they also look fucking rank.
It's also, it's like, you know, I mean, Khloe Kardashian, I mean, she's big in the big talons at the moment. She is.
Yeah, she is talentastic.
Yeah. And also, it's just like, I also can't stand the tippy tappy tap taps. Like, you know, when they're, there was another woman, we went into Accessorize. There was another woman in there, and obviously she's having to scan my thing, and then she's tapping on the computer to get my email. And I'm just like, that's really irritating me, that tip tap, tip tap, tippy tap.
You've got a problem. Like Chelsea, when we, in the last episode of series 3.
Thank you.
You have got a problem with sounds, haven't you?
I do, yeah.
Like she has, yeah.
Very much
I think you've got the same thing as her. Because
I was very with her on that.
Yeah, yeah. Yawning, gulping, breathing, gulping, tip-tapping.
Especially,
gulping.
Yeah. I can't be doing with it. There's just no need.
No.
You know, I was very much on board with Chelsea with the gulping. Because
you gulp quietly.
You can, yeah. You actually gulp like that a lot. You're a very heavy gulper when you're guzzling.
Do you know what? I am laying this down now. This stops in series 4. Everything is fucking negative. You do that, Pat. No, you do that a lot. No, you yawn too loudly, Pat. No, Pat, you make too much noise when you... Everything. No, you do that, Pat. Fucking hell.
Yeah, but I don't... you can bring
no,
shit to
me. No, you're fucking perfect, Jan.
That is so not true.
You don't gulp too loud. You don't snore.
I mean, I do snore and I do fart. And I do burp very loudly.
You don't eat loudly, you don't gulp loudly,
don't
you don't cough. You don't cough too much.
You cough a lot, actually.
We went to Anjanian's and Marty and I went over to their house on Saturday and we were playing What Do You Meme? And there were a couple
what
of things that... there was a couple of things that came up. And Andrew's like, you do that, though, Pat. I kept clearing my throat and she was like,
you
do that a lot, Pat.
You do. You do it all. There you go. See, you've just done it now. You do it a lot. And I actually don't know if it's like you do need to do it or it's a bit of a habit. That's what I'm saying. I'm just drawing attention.
Why don't we make 2021 of the year that we don't spend any time together? And then
2022.
2022. Why don't we make 2022 the year that we don't spend any time together and I can clear my throat in the privacy of my own home without somebody saying, you do that a lot, Pat.
I just, look, if there are things that I do that I'm sure you have brought to me at certain points over this,
you
know,
just
FTF
fucking wait. You
journey.
Wait. Making a list of all of them this year. You do that a lot.
Well, I don't mind. You can bring them to me. You can bring them to me. And I'll tell you if you're right or if you're wrong. And actually, I think a lot of the time when I'm telling you that you do that a lot, it's because I'm right. So there we go.
Anyway, let's move on to dickish behaviour.
Dickish behaviours.
So this came in from Laura on the gram, and Laura said, waiters who come and ask how your food is when you've only had one mouthful of food. Dicks.
That actually happened to me on Friday night. We went
to Cheeky
Nando's, right?
Yeah. Oh, they're always too urgent on
they
the...
They want to get your chicken stick.
They want your chicken stick. They want your cock stick back, don't they?
They do. They're like, right, they've got a stick on their table. We need to get that off. Go and check if their food's all right. Sometimes
I've had a chip. I've had a chip in Nando's.
I hadn't had a mouthful. I'd had nothing. And this geezer, straight over, how's your food? Yeah, it's great, thanks. Even though I haven't actually had a bite yet. But yeah, then he's like, great, let me take your stick.
Also, have you ever said to a waiter, have you ever said it's not very good, actually?
No, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. I would like to do a call to action. Has there been anyone that has ever said, when the waiter or waitress has come over and said, how's everything with your food? Gone, it's shit.
Yeah.
Because I think
I could do that.
Well, I think if you had your food and you'd started eating it, it wasn't good, you'd have called the waiter over yourself.
Yeah.
I don't get why they need to come and ask it.
It's just courteous, isn't it?
Or is it annoying?
Well, it is annoying, but
it's annoying. I don't think there's any.
They're doing it as a way of going, we just wanted to check everything's okay. Even though you've only had one mouthful and you probably can't actually give me a verdict right now.
What about when they do it at the end as they're cleaning the plates away? Because that's also dickish.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, yeah, it was so offensive to me. I had to eat it really quick. What the fucking hell do you think, mate? Of course everything was all right. I've inhaled it, haven't I?
I've cleaned the plate.
I've inhaled it and I've guzzled down 45 drinks in the process.
And I have gulped very loudly.
I've gulped. I've eaten too loud. I've cleared my throat too many times. But was the food all right? Yeah, it was all right, actually.
Yeah,
it was fine. It's fine. And look, if anyone from Nando's high up is listening, firstly, if you want to sponsor the podcast, we'd love a Nando's black card.
We love a Nando's black card. Nando's.
But if you could just do some extra training, you know, I know you need those cock sticks back.
Those sticks, yeah.
We know that you've got to get your hands on the cock. But if you could just leave it a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I think you've really got to say, you've got to give people at least 5 minutes.
At least.
To be able to really give you an official verdict. Is your food okay? Yes or no, if it's not.
Exactly.
But yeah, just, you know, slow down with the urgency.
What did you have from Nando's? What's your Nando's order?
Mine is the chicken wrap. Chicken wrap. Hot.
Yeah. Oh, she's a hard one.
Regular chips. I'm not a fan of the peri-peri.
Me neither. No. People go fucking mental for a peri-peri chip. No, give me a plain chip.
Just give me the plain chip with a bit of your salt.
Yeah.
The Peri-nays, amazing.
Oh, I love your Peri-nays.
Bloody loves the Peri-nays.
Bloody love your Peri-nays.
And do you know what I absolutely shitting love? From
corn
Andres.
On the carb.
Yes. Yeah.
I knew you were going to say
that. Just
love a COTC.
I bloody love it. But especially from Nando's because it's put on the old grill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, just the... And then you put on your butter, you put on your salt. And then
sensual. And then you listen to a Dipsy story.
I reckon I could do a little bit of Dipsy for them on the corns.
Yeah, licking the corns.
Yeah, chomping away on the corn.
On the
buttery...
Cob.
Buttery, salty liquid running down your chin. Hello.
If you've just joined us, you are in the right place. We're just being very silly and
a little bit childish. Into a little zone, a little cob zone.
Yeah, I love a Nando's.
Same. That's Friday. I was just like, do you know what? I cannot be asked to cook. It's freaking Friday, first week of January, being back at shitty work done.
Johnny, let's go Nando's.
Yeah. We're not sponsored by Nando's, is what Joe said. Well, I think we should be, Joe.
You what?
Joe has put, we're not sponsored by Nando's.
I had a Five Guys yesterday. I also bloody love a Five Guys.
Yeah, you do actually, don't you?
Them.
Yeah, and
love
actually,
them.
We went for one before Christmas, didn't we?
We did.
And actually, I was very impressed with the Five Guys.
Very succulent patties.
Succulent patties. Yeah, just like you, Pat.
Okay, so...
I think we've got a good chit-chat for today.
Yeah, go on. You intro us, mate. You intro us.
Well, we were, you know, again, pulling our prep together, and we just thought there is a lot of chat at this time of year about the whole new year, new me.
Yeah.
And I think, like you were saying, Pats, that some people feel a bit annoyed or get a bit frustrated with the whole thing of people saying, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm starting this, I'm doing this regime, whether it's... Yeah. exercise or starting some new hobby and I'm going to do this.
Being responsible for your car.
Being, exactly, all of those sort of things. And some people get frustrated with that or annoyed that people do that. And as we were talking about, we were sort of saying, I think it has to be a very personal thing for people.
Yeah.
And if it is that you want to, like for me, for instance, I have started doing the Couch to 5K app.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was more because I thought, you know what, I've done it before.
Yeah.
I did finish it, but I probably did, like, you should do it within 9 weeks. I probably did it in more like 9 months.
Yeah.
and I just thought, you know what, I want to set myself that challenge to complete it in the 9 weeks. That's what I want to do. I run 3 times a week. I'm going to follow the plan. That's what I want to do. And it was just more of a challenge for me to do it.
Yeah.
And also Joel, he was like, I want to do it as well. So it was a good way for us to do something together and almost be accountable to each other for doing it. But it was not about like me trying to, you know, become super fit or be able to run a marathon in July or any of those things. It's just a little challenge for me. And I think that's what some people want to have, is that new start of the year. I want to try and challenge myself to do something and see if I can achieve it. And I think that's okay for people to do that if that's what you want to do.
I also think we sort of touched on this a little bit with Fern Cotton in her episode about the whole like cancel culture thing, and when you say something online and it becomes a bit of an echo chamber and you can't really get it right. And, you know, it's like it can start to feel like, well, if I talk about anything, people have a very, very strong opinion on it. And that's fine. You know, if you're going to put yourself semi out there in the public domain and you talk about things and you have opinion on things, people are going to disagree with you, counteract that,
say that.
But I kind of feel like, for me, it's like, just do you in all walks of life, whether it's a brand new year, whether it's coming into the summer, whether it's Christmas, whether it's just another Wednesday.
Yeah.
Just do you. And if you want to go online and talk about the new stuff, the new challenges you're setting yourself, new resolutions, the way that you're going to change your life, the things you're going to do differently. If you want to go online and do that, just do it and let people do it. Let people... I kind of feel this like disgruntled annoyance that new year, new me is being pushed down people's throat. Well, then unfollow them. Don't look at it. Don't read it. Don't go near it. Say that's not for me. Similarly, if you want to stay exactly the same, if you don't want to lose any weight, if you don't want to change your lifestyle, if you want to stick exactly what you're doing.
Carry on.
I just feel like we've just got to let, and I suppose, you know, the whole Molly May thing, very controversial, I know, but we've just got to let people do them, haven't we?
Yeah.
Like, we've just got to start letting people do what they do. And yes, we're not going to agree with everything. I don't particularly agree with the way that Molly May phrased what she phrased. I understand what she's saying. But should she have been vilified the way she has been over the internet? Like, should people have had the strong opinions they've had about her? She's just a person living her life. Did a podcast, said some things. That's what she believes. That's what she signs up to. I just sort of feel like we've got to give each other a bit of a break, really.
And I think, you know, it is that whole thing of like the whole be kind sort of aspect of online. And there is this thing about, I'll be kind to you because I kind of agree with what you're saying. But the minute you might say something I disagree with or I don't like, then actually that goes out the window.
Yeah.
And I think it is just being kind to yourself. And being kind to others. And like you say, if you see things on social media that you don't like, you don't agree with, or you think, actually, do you know what, I don't want to see that, you don't have to. That doesn't mean that you can start commenting on it or making kind of, you know, assumptions about the person that you're happening to watch or listen to. Just continue to do the things that work for you and allow other people to do the same thing.
I don't necessarily... there's things that people put up on social media that I disagree with. I don't particularly agree with what Molly May said. I don't think she should be vilified, though. She should have been cancelled and brought down the way that she has been. I don't particularly agree with her worldview on that subject. Does that mean she's a terrible person? Does that mean she doesn't deserve the success that she's got? Does that mean she hasn't worked hard? I don't know how hard Molly May's worked or hasn't worked. I don't... From that one snippet of what she said, I can't make an assumption on whether she's worked hard and grafted for the last 7 or 8 years of her life. Like,
I think as well, there is so much around this, you know, kind of people just jumping on a bandwagon.
You know, I also think we raise these like reality stars up, don't we? We like put them on this pedestal.
Well, that applies to anyone.
Yeah, but them, I think if you think about a reality
TV show or you're, you know, an actor that's come through and you're doing films and then you happen to sort of have an opinion on something.
Yes.
And then, you know, I think anyone who has a voice on any kind of platform, you do, unless you're so kind of reserved that you don't really ever say anything about anything.
Yes.
Which again is
fine.
Totally down to you, if that's how you want it to be. But I just think it is, there's sometimes those things that, and I think this was a bit about around what happened with the Molly Mae thing, is that obviously she did this podcast, she said these things, a few people started talking, and then before you know it, it's hundreds everywhere. Of people are saying the same thing, and there's comments being made, and there's memes being put together, and you know, all of a sudden everyone jumps on that bandwagon. And I think that again is just another thing I think to be always just kind of conscious of, or having do I really fully agree with what's now being bandied around, or do I not? And actually, do I need to share any of that? Do I need to say anything about it? No. And actually, I think it is, again, just I think it's very easy in those moments, especially on social media, you know, you're scrolling through something, you see something, you think, oh, actually, I agree with that, or I'm just going to share that, I'm going to post it, I'm going to say what I want. Sometimes just kind of taking that moment and going, do you know what, I'm not going to do that right now, I'm going to have a bit of time and really think about what I do think about it. And not just kind of jumping on that bandwagon. And I think it is something that I think we could all do more of. You know, I probably have been, you know, I've done it before.
Same,
I'll probably do it again at some point. But I think if we're all just a bit more conscious about that sort of bandwagon, and whether it is something that we should be jumping on, or actually should go, do you know what, that's actually not fair that someone should be treated like that.
And, you know, look, don't get me wrong, there is an air of naivety about her throughout a lot of the podcast, and there were lots of things that she said within it that I was like, oh God, I don't agree with that. Like, you know, I'm not sure that that would be what I would think. Or, and there was bits that I took and bits that I left. And, you know, when I heard her talking about that segment, I was like, oh, I feel really uncomfortable with this. Like, I feel uncomfortable with what she's saying. However, she is just a person and that just happens to be her opinion, you know, like, so if you haven't listened to it, I would actually recommend you go and listen to it. It's really fascinating. It's very interesting. It's a real look into her, actually.
It's that one, isn't it, with that guy, Steve, Diary of a CEO or something.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, she talks a lot about what she's done to get ahead and, you know, how she's managed her finances and stuff that she's done and why she's chosen certain brands. And, you know, it's really interesting to listen to and to hear somebody, you know, she's only 22, like, to hear somebody who has had such huge financial and public success and is still in adolescence. She's an adolescent. Like, she's, you know.
And I think as a whole, like, this whole new year, new me thing, and I think, you know, like you said at the top, perhaps, just do the things that are, good
that
for you,
happy.
That make you happy, that are good for your head, good for your health, good for your life, whatever it is. And you know, let's be less judgmental about anyone else doing whatever it is they want to do.
Agreed.
And let's just bloody go into 22.
Let's go into 22. Let's find the funny wherever we can.
Let's have a laugh. Let's have a bloody laugh.
Let's pick on Pat wherever we can.
Patty, she does that.
That's
a lot.
Always funny when there's picking on Pat. So that's always bound to bring the laughs. You can find both Ange and I on social media. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
And you can also find us on Instagram. Just search Finding the Funny, and also on Facebook, the Finding the Funny podcast.
But that's it. We're at the end of Series 4, Episode 1. We're really excited about what Series 4 is going to bring. And we hope you've loved this as much as we've loved being back. But we'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.